Well, the property sector has continued on its downward spiral, with the South African listed property index losing over 50% year to date. So are there any hopes of a rebound this year as our shrinking economy starts digesting the impact of the coronavirus, and with a potential downgrade from Moody's on the cards as well? Joining me on the line now with his perspective is Ridwaan Loonat from Nedbank CIB. Ridwaan, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So we've seen, as I say, the listed property space take quite a hit so far this year. What have you made of the fall relative to other markets and the extent to which it is warranted?
Hi, no, thanks for having me on. So just to take you through the numbers, yeah, we mentioned that the sector is down 50% year to date, but the selling has been indiscriminate. It's selling across the board. If you compare our performance relative to international property markets, they have been down around 30 to 40%. So you can say that we have been harder hit. Being an emerging market country, flight to safe assets has seen risky assets come under pressure, and that has seen our sector come under more pain.
Absolutely. Let's talk through some of the fundamental basis here for the decline, or has it, has all rationality simply flown out the window?
So just to look at the fundamentals of where the property sector is trading. On a yield basis, you're looking at around 20% for the property sector. Mm-hmm. That is a yield that I personally haven't seen before. We're also trading at about a 50% discount to NAV. If you compare that two metrics on international comparisons, they generally trading between 30 and 40% discounts to NAV and around, let's say, 6 to 10% yields. So on those two metrics, we're definitely looking are attractive.
Which sectors at this stage are expected to be most impacted, Ridwaan? Of course, we've got the retail sector blinking bright on everybody's radar screens right now.
No, definitely. And what I expect is to see the retail sector to be the hardest hit in the short term. Generally, retail has been defensive, but in this environment, it's impossible to see it not being hit. We see actually offers holding up much better than one would seem. The sector has been underperforming with, let's say, the national vacancy rate around 13%. But offers have seen little disruption with companies looking to implement, let's say, work from home opportunities. So that has limited disruption. Industrial sector, we could see impact on the medium term with manufacturing coming under pressure. Given where we are in South Africa, manufacturing has been under pressure, and with limited economic growth, that could see some of the companies going into liquidation, which would see vacancies increase. But for now, in the short term, definitely retail.
Of course, landlords will need to be a whole lot more flexible with their leases and accommodative too. What's your assessment of the kind of, the health of those balance sheets right now and their resilience to withstand the pressure that's to come?
So the property sector has about an interest coverage ratio of around 3.5 times. That is healthy if you compare that to bank covenants of around 2 times. So there is some headroom for earnings to decrease before the banks give the property companies a call. In this market, it's very difficult to say what the impact will be, just given we don't know the timing of the lockdown and COVID-19. But in the short term, the property companies are able to withstand the drop in earnings, at least for 1 month.
Having said that, vacancies are expected to increase down the line. Are you expecting that to have quite a significant structural impact on the sector?
Also, very difficult to say because we don't know how prolonged this lockdown will be and if vacancies do increase, to what extent. In this market, it is difficult to fill vacancies, so companies have focused on tenant retention. But definitely, if we do see a prolonged lockdown, vacancies increase, this will see a structural change to the property sector.
Ridwaan, let's try and end off on a bit of a high note here. Which companies are being expected to weather the storm quite comfortably?
So in this market, yield's not that important. You're going to focus on companies with low gearing and good quality of assets. For now, we're looking at companies that can have access to revolving credit facilities as well as healthy debt expiry profiles. Also, strong tenant mix is very important, so you want to see companies with high proportion to national and blue chip tenants.
Well, Ridwan, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Ridwan Lunat from Nedbank CIB.